I'm assigned this morning. That's my oldest son who's reading. I don't know how he knew it. He just followed me so closely. But God is aiming to take you mothers in new territory this morning. And the reason is because it's so, for lack of a better word, crazy. So many things going on. They're actually trying to replace motherhood with men. And no man can be no mother. You can cut him all you want. Just cut him, put what you want in him. He ain't gonna never give no baby. Operate on him the rest of his life. God didn't make no man to have no baby. And no man supposed to be no mother. He supposed to be a father. Two men and children. That ain't God. So you mothers, I'm proud of you. And I want to train you this morning in an area that the church has not known much about. This apostolic thing is taking me places. I, you know, 50 years, taking me places to see things that I had not seen. The Holy Spirit is showing things for this generation. We're thankful for you. I mean, if your child looks like they're not going the right way, don't give up on them. If anybody know how to do that, it's a mother. So I bless you in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Luke chapter 1. Just open it there and stay there a minute. Luke chapter 1. Now, the Lord assigned me to do this. I don't know them here. But they tried to do something with Mary that they shouldn't have done, the mother of Jesus. They almost tried to put her in Jesus' place. And she was the woman who God set apart to be Jesus' mother. Right?
Yes,
y'all going to go with me or what y'all want? This morning, I'll make a statement, then I'll clarify it for you. Stepping into apostolic motherhood, that means you have to be under an apostle. And you have to be under a pastor who's under an apostle, and a prophet who's under an apostle. So the full governmental understanding can be on your life. It's a spiritual governmental understanding that will cause you to be powerful.
Yes, sir.
What kind of understanding I say to you? It's not a natural government. It's not a academic government. It's not a mental government. It's a spiritual motherhood anointing. Wow. Write these words down.
Wow.
Motherhood anointing that will be imparted to you this morning.
Yes.
That you're going to be stronger as a mother.
Yes.
And you're going to be able to flow deeper into the spirit realm in which God had placed that calling on your life. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Now, I never heard it before either. So don't think I'm a tape recorder, because I haven't heard this before. He wanted to bring this to the church. And so you start by saying, how precious is a mother's faith when tied properly into God's government of every situation? I'm going to give you it, because I want you to know you're not alone. And motherhood is a divine position. Woo! Woo! Jesus. You heard that? It's a divine position. How precious is a mother's faith when tied properly into God's government of every situation, knowing how to allow or how to follow orders no matter how things look. I hear a word where we're going to have to grasp this. Mothers will not be able to compromise. Knowing how to follow orders no matter how things look. Now, the gadgets cannot control you. You're going to have to shut the gadgets down. And the gadgets cannot babysit for you. That child needs your personal attention and personal direction. Y'all don't want to talk to them up in here. I know you want to save them. I know you want to protect them, right? I know you want to keep them. Daddy can't do it. Something mama got to say. Daddy could be bold, but there's a timidness in mama. There's something out of mama's voice that hugs me. That telephone can't take your place. And y'all know y'all all guilty. Huh? I'm just starting. Knowing how to follow orders no matter how things look, mom, you must be able to hear God's voice, for he always has clear direction for you and will speak to you today about any pending situation. What? What? You know, the Lord come to service ahead of time. And you know what's going to happen in service, what's going to happen after service. And he said to say to mothers, if there are any pending situation with a child of yours that is not working out right, he's going to address it today. How you know he's God? How you know you need to hear something today? How you know you need to have some direction for your child today? He said to me, even now, get ready to flow in greater dimensions, plural of motherhood. Christian motherhood is needed at this hour. What is Christian motherhood? Knowing how to flow with the plan of God. Knowing everything else will fall and fail. We're going to the scripture in a minute. You are called by God to be a fixer in tight situations. Be a what? A fixer in tight situations. Nobody can fix it like mama. With details the average person will never see. Mom see things that daddy don't see. So you here receiving a fresh worldwide impartation to Christian mothers around the world. That will make a profound difference in these times. Woo! All right, look with me in Luke chapter 1 as we impart to the body of Christ. Now this is based on, Junior touched it, Ephesians 4:11 through 16. Because the government of God get it right, then everybody else can get it right. And if we teach you properly, then you can function properly. Amen?
Amen.
Here in Luke 2, and we're not talking about Christmas yet, I want you to see the revelation of the anointing that a mother is supposed to be wearing, a Christian mother. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And you can't be replaced. And no sissy could replace you. You twitch your little butt all you want. You can't be no more mama. Mama's the real deal, man. We need to celebrate them properly. Everybody put a dress on, talking about the you ain't on woman. All right. Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. You with me?
Yes, sir.
And the what?
Angel.
Now, make a note of Hebrew 1:4. Hebrew 1:14. Yes. Because mom have to know that when it's necessary, that angel gonna minister to you. Amen. Don't try to take care of everything physically. You're a spiritual woman. You can hear in the spirit world. And the angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. An angel, verse 30, and the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." I think every woman that have a baby has found favor with God, don't you? It's so miraculous. One of my son and his wife is going through it right now. They're about to have a baby in next, 2 weeks? 3 weeks? Yeah. And they're showing me all them pictures and all that stuff, you know. It's a miracle, man. That baby's sitting there looking at me. It's supernatural. It's God. Those of you who have had that experience, it's from God. It's powerful.
Amen.
Watch what happened this morning. Watch what happened. Please watch what happened. We're placing an apostolic anointing on motherhood in the body of Christ. You know, it's coming on you first, but it's in the body of Christ. Every woman in the body of Christ from this day forward going to walk in a stronger motherhood anointing. Because there were some things lacking in the anointing, lacking in understanding, lacking in wisdom about how important motherhood is. Can't do without them. Some things I dealt with when I was young, I didn't want to see my daddy. I know he gonna rough me and throw me aside. I was, "Get your tail up." Mama would hug me and talk to me. So in the 30th verse, the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Now, mom, what I want you to know, hear what the Spirit of God won't say to you. You're wearing favor. That favor is there for you because you're a mom. So you're wearing a mom favor. Don't forget that. I'll say to you right now. You tell the Lord, the pastor say, I got a mom favor. I need it right now. He'll give it to you. That there's a certain favor God has put on you because you need that favor. How many of y'all want your favor? Now, another word exchangeable for favor, I'm not going to be a long time this morning, is grace. There's a certain grace a mama wear. From heaven. From God. And he don't mind, Lord, I'd like to tap in on a little of that favor. Who think your child going the wrong way? Put favor on them. Don't force, just put favor. Say, Lord, I put that, the apostle told me that's a favor I can put on my child. I got a favor anointing for my children. I put favor on them. That they'll fall from that situation. I'm trying to read so I can get these points out. 30th verse, the angel said to her, fear not, Mary. Now, don't get all tied up in Mary here. I'm talking to mothers. For thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. You see that? And he shall be great. He is great, isn't he? And shall be called a son of the highest, and the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Now, all right, Lord, help me. There are times as a mom, you don't know the next move to make. And you don't know how it's possible for to make it during this area with your child. But the Lord knows. How should this child be turned around, Lord? Have embarrassed the family. How can we stop this? The Lord got a way to put them back in society. How can this be? Although you wearing a how can this be anointed? Are you hearing me? Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't lose heart. Everybody got challenges. Can I talk to your mama?
Yes, sir.
You wearing a special anointing. Your voice helped daddy sometime. He might not say it, he won't be macho, you know, but sometime your voice needs to be spoken. You got more love, you're more tender. There's something the Holy Spirit want to say in here today. Jesus. Now, y'all have to understand now, we out of all books. In other words, you're not going to a Christian bookstore and find this. It's an apostolic setting that God bringing to his church in the last days, talking about being an apostolic motherhood. You never heard that before. Well, let's see. Let's see what they're saying here. Pathfinder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pace setter. Pioneering motherhood. something never been fixed before, you're going to mix it. And be able to give an answer to this child with all this dilemma and all this deception that is in the system today. Technology is a beast. But revelation is greater. A mom who walks in revelation is a woman off the hook. She can hear from God. She can hear from heaven. She can walk in a gift. She can have a word of wisdom. She can have a word of knowledge. She can have discerning of spirit. She can say, no, you lying. Don't lie to me, you lying. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Goodness, goodness, Lord. Help me, Lord. Now in the 34th verse, then said Mary unto the angel, How should this be seen? I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come up. Look out, mama. In your tight spots, in your night spots, from this day forward, the Holy Ghost gonna come up on you when you need to make a decision. Y'all ain't gonna say amen or nothing. Now your mama. You are Holy Ghost mama. You never been called that before. I'm a Holy Ghost mama. In other words, I got Holy Ghost assistance. I don't care what internet got. Give me some of them technology and some of the stuff they use. I don't care. They are Holy Ghost mama. You step up on our internet. Our internet step up on a Holy Ghost mama. That means the Holy Ghost is talking to that mama. That means that mama can call things that be not as though they were. She can see things that technology can't see. Talk to me up in your mama. We need some Holy Ghost mama. We need mamas that are trusting the Holy Ghost. No matter what they say on the news, no matter what happens, I trust the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, I'm a Holy Ghost mama. The Holy Ghost live in me. That child can't trick me. That child can't deceive me. Already saw where they're coming from. I'm anointed to be a mother. Whenever you need it, mama. Whenever things look like it's tight. Whenever you don't seem like you got an answer. I hear the Holy Ghost say, I come up on you. And I'll tell you exactly what to say. You may not understand all I'm telling you to say, but say it like I said, I'll back you up. See, they talk to you like you're a square now. They talk to you like you don't know what you're talking about because you're not modernized enough for them. I almost said demonized, but modernized. They demonized, think they're modernized, but they're demonized. And so because you are a little stable, they think you're a square. Oh, mama, you don't understand. Sure don't. As long as you're under this roof, I'm not going to understand. Satan tried to replace, he's trying to replace mama with a man. Y'all never saw that. I'm going to preach y'all this morning. I need to preach y'all. He's trying to replace a woman with a man. You cannot do that. Y'all know what's happening. Y'all know what's going on. How you gonna take a mama play with a man? All right, he said, sit down. I know I said it a little mean. Sit down. I'm trying to get something over to you. I really want to scream right now. You know why? I've already seen these few minutes, mama moved in another position. Because we don't give mama enough respect. We always, listen, a father can't take a mother's place. He don't have it. He don't have what it takes. He might act like he have it, but he ain't got it. God built him a certain way. Huh? You know, when I was falling and hurting myself, you know, my daddy would talk to him and he could, but man, I listen to what he said, but man, where mama is? Just one touch of mama. And I hear mama's voice. I know things gonna be all right. And I'm saying being jealous. Notice verse 36 now. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and in the sixth month with her, who was called barren. And then the angel said in verse 37, now, Mama, I want you to remember this. Yes, sir. Oh, my. Yes, sir. Yes. This our morning here. Yes. This for with God, yes, every mama needs to know that, right? Yes. Everybody needs to know that. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Do that still hold true today?
Yes, sir.
So why are you so worried about that child as if things not going to change? You praying for that child. Bible said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Isn't that powerful?
Yes, sir.
Now, here's where we come in, Mom. As an apostolic mother and operating in apostolic motherhood, with all these powerful things about the favor of God with you, with God, nothing should be impossible. Here's where we need you at. In verse 38. No matter what it looks like, no matter what nobody else is saying, know this, that as you operate in the favor of God, and God's hand is on you, and God has put you in that position. Just be ready to surrender. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed. It's nothing like knowing how to surrender. When you can't figure it out, it seemed like it's going the wrong way. Always remember, I got the favor of God on me. Always remember, nothing for my child, nothing is impossible, because I'm standing before a possible God. No matter what it looked like today, no matter how far they've been gone, no matter how long they've been gone, no matter how old they are, call them back. Because you're wearing another anointing. You leaving here this morning packing an apostolic motherhood anointing. In other words, the government of your motherhood have changed this morning. You're going to know how to function in God's divine will and God's divine plan. You're going to hold anger and move in your assignment. I want you to recall that child. Talk to him again. Forgive him. Talk to him and tell him, I'm here. I'm here for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shh. True motherhood reveals, listen very carefully, the care of God in detail. Looking out for you in every situation, at every level. I got three grown sons. They're still boys to me in that aspect. I know they're men. They got family. But I still watch over them. Mom still watch over them. They still got their respect. Now, a real mother will ask you a question, not looking for an answer, looking for an action. Right. It's something that mothers say you can't answer with words. You young mothers, listen to me, because y'all gonna need it more than these mothers needed it. Y'all, this generation we in now, y'all need this message. Y'all ought to steal it before you leave here. Just tell you, I'm taking with. I need to hear this because it's addressing what's coming. You follow what I'm saying? You as a mom, you're gonna need this anointing more than the one who before you needed it. These moms brought us through slavery. But there's something worse than slavery here now. What? How many of y'all still here with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to let you go home and have Mother Day lunch or dinner. What dinner, what you call it?
Lunch.
Some of y'all ain't got none. I go down and sit to my family when I leave here. They don't know them, boy. I know they got to make a speech today. They don't even know it. They can start praying right now. Yeah, they're going to talk to them girls at my table today. Then the oldest kid got something to say. Get your speech ready while I'm preaching. Stay with me a minute. The wearing of the motherhood anointing is the introduction to a whole lot of things trying to happen that will be stopped by motherly wisdom. Get dad can't take the place of mom, and mom can't take the place of dad. Joseph couldn't take Mary's place, and he knew it. Now, see, can you address this? Turn to John chapter 2. John chapter 2. And we're going to start seeing some children who were not successful become successful. Wow, why can you tell me that? Some things that need to be turned around will be turned around in a lot of children from this message today. I like the Holy Ghost. Say thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for spirit-filled mother. You in John, Gospel chapter 2, right?
Yes.
Nobody knows a child life like their mother. She is designed to draw the miracle out of children. She detailed enough. And she know She knows what make that child tick. You know, we'll slap you side of the head and set your tail up. Set up. But mom knows what, it's just built in them. That's the way God built in them. That's why I want to say to internet, even no sissy can't take no mother's place. You two men talking about they got a child walking between them. Talking about, where y'all going? To the zoo? That child came out that mother's womb. I want you to see this, and I may close on this. I want you to see this, because I got a whole lot more, but I want you to see this. I want you to go home and fellowship. But I want you to see this in John chapter 2, verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus, and the what?
The mother of Jesus.
The mother of Jesus was there. Yeah, mom was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. You know why she said it? She knew you can do something about it. See, everybody else didn't know it, but she knew, boy, I know who you are. I know you got. Jesus said unto her, woman, call her woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Watch what happened out of mother's mouth. And his mother said unto the servant, whatever he says unto you, do it. How powerful are those words? And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, and the man of the purifying of the Jews containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pot with water. And they filled them up to the brim. Now, where all this came from? From Mary knowing her son. Nobody know you like mama. We need daddy as the head. But mama got to set the plate, baby. We here to celebrate you today. We wouldn't be where we are without you. We wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't be even be in the world. I'll just knock somebody out there and disrespect their mama.
That's true.
Doing that on a day like they don't act like mama exists. If mama's still alive, some so glad that mama be here. I got some of my children now that mama just went home. Be with the Lord. But she went out right. Jesus said to them, fill the water pot with water. And they filled them up to the brim. You know, that was mama saying that.
That's right.
He said to them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. It may seem like some things that run out. It may seem like your child don't respect you no more. But there's still something in the back. There's a word that's on inside of you that can change that child. That child can't change by themselves. So sometimes God's going to send them back to you. Don't deal with them on an equal basis. Don't deal with them that I need to settle this. But let that word of wisdom, mom wisdom, come up out of you and say to that child what they need to hear.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
See, Mary could have got upset
yes.
when Jesus asked her, what I have to do with you?
Uh-huh.
You don't need to ask me that. I know you got something to do with me. Because I'm your mom. See, some of y'all have got angry in there. You disrespecting me. What I got to do with you? You in another realm.
Yes, sir.
When you're operating in the spirit,
yes, sir.
You're in another realm.
Yes, sir.
The child might not understand what you're saying at the time, but say it anyway.
Yes, sir.
Trust in that angel.
Yes, sir.
Trust in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Trust in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
To bring out in that child what that child need to be brought out of their life.
Yes, sir.
They don't know where they're going. They don't know what lie ahead. But God have given you the wisdom. God have given you the understanding. God have given you the knowledge. God have given you the anointing to talk to that child. Don't go with them on an equal basis. That child try to rise up to you sometime and talk like they are equal to you. But you know they're not. Where were they when you brought them in this world? How you gonna rise up and be equal to me now? I'm the one brought you here. And then your young mom know when to tell them children to shut up. I'm talking now. You listen.
Yes, sir.
This government. Let me close here. This government God wants you to have. There's a miracle. Your child is a miracle. The miracle for your child is in your mouth.
Yes.
All right, quickly, get ready for angels' visitation and instruction. Hebrews 1:14. Miracles will knock on your family door through you. John 2:5. You probably never heard of a mother anointing, but here it is. Great things happen when an anointed mother speaks, according to the Heavenly Father will. Mothers always take time to pray for wisdom, for more wisdom. It will keep your children from making the wrong turn. And if they do, you will know what to do to turn them around. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then I'll close without looking at his note. At the cross, mother was there. She'll go all the way with you. Jesus looked down. She was at the cross. Mama go with you all the way. I don't know if you ever been sick and in the bed. You don't want to see too many people. You won't see mama. Mama rubbed her head. I remember when I was a boy, I had fever, and mama put her hand on my head, the fever left. Just mama, just knowing mama there.
Yes.
Not only would mama go to the cross with you, but I'm told early that morning, everybody that was high, that Mary Magdalene and Mary was at the gravesite. Mama, go all the way with you. Because mama anointed. Good God Almighty, look like I won't preach this morning. Mama wearing something. Oh, mama, stand up right now. I want you to know you're wearing something. You're not just a regular woman. God have called you for a special reason. You're wearing something. You're wearing a mama anointed. From this day forward, don't be concerned if it don't look like it's going out right. Remember, the apostle told you, you're wearing an anointing that can't be denied. Child may run to the left, may run to the right, but they got to come back home. Because there's a magnet anointing on you. There's a time that a child, I know there's a time that a child got to see mama. Oh yeah. If mama's still on this earth, you won't see mama. You can be a bull, you can be a dope head, you can be whatever you want. You just want to see mama. So I want to congratulate you this morning that you are the one that's going to hold society together. The dad can build it, but he can't hold it together. Your words of wisdom, your words of understanding to your children. So pray for your children. Pray for your apostolic motherhood from today forward with a government that the church has not known, but that government is coming over the whole church in every aspect. You leave you as a different mom today. Respectful for your husband. A real mom, respect. Respect the husband. Respect the father. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But you're special.
Thank you.
Y'all standing beside him, sitting down beside him, stand up and tell him they're special. Tell them this your day. And don't lie, and I say, I'm gonna treat you special. How many of y'all got blessed? Come on. I receive your seed. Come on, Junior, where you at? I'm through. Now remember, I want you to listen to the tape because I didn't get it all out. But that apostolic motherhood, you understand what that means? That means that when you've been trained properly in the spirit realm, you move to another dimension in motherhood as a mom. I never heard it before, but he told it to me. I was praying, sitting in my desk. He said, I want you to go out there and impart apostolic motherhood on all the mothers that's under you that they can move in that dimension. You're going to see yourself stronger where you were weaker at. You're going to see yourself stronger. You're not going to break down. Because I know sometimes you can get hurt with these children, you know, but you're not going to break down. You're going to say, God going to handle this. All right? All right. Come on, son.